please remember I'm not your pastor. I'm going to go away. As we cover things, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, don't go home tonight and think, I wonder if I can stay at this church. You know, because I'm not sure I can live with this teaching. Don't worry, you don't have to. In July, I'll be in Nairobi, Kenya. And I'll never, I may never see you again. In September, I'm going to be in St. Petersburg. And in October, I'm going to be in Tumen, Siberia. So I keep getting farther and farther away from you. So you don't have to worry about it. If you're involved in the Navigator ministry here and you're wondering, you know, this is a little hard-nosed. I'm not sure I can live with this. You don't have to, do you? I'm not on Navigator staff. I'm not a Navigator. I don't supervise any of these guys. You don't have to worry about it, okay? Don't worry. Just grapple with it. Think about it. God said to Isaiah, hey, let's just reason together. Don't worry. Come, let us reason together. So just talk with your wife, do the Bible study, collide with the Word of God, look at our applications, you know, try to decide. But one thing you have to reflect on is, if you are restive in terms of God's standards of obedience, does it have anything to do with you as much as your children? Because as I cover some of this material, sometimes it becomes plain to the parent that the reason my children are going along this road is they're learning from the master. They're watching how I behave and how my husband or my wife and I interact and my priorities. So that's always something to consider. That's always something to consider. Well, let's go on, shall we? We're going to finish our second session here. And this is a session, remember, these are the biblical foundations. And we're going to look here at three biblical principles here. Three biblical principles. The first is found in Hebrews 12:11. So, let me ask you all a question. God wants me to be happy, doesn't He? Let me ask you all that. God wants me to be happy. Well, generally, when I ask that question, if I ask that question to my father's generation, and the men will say, no. No, God doesn't want you to be happy. There's no commitment to your happiness. You might be happy. That's not His strategy. To my generation, they'll say, well, yeah, maybe so. Most people of y'all's generation will be an unequivocal, yes, that's God's responsibility, is to keep me happy. But let's read Hebrews 12:11. Who will read Hebrews 12:11 for me? Who's got their Bible open? We'll play Save the Speaker's Voice. Someone read Hebrews 12:11, please.
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
Yeah, it seems painful, or the Greek word there is sorrowful. Some translations equate sorrow with the pain that precedes it. But the actual Greek word there is sorrow. So no discipline seems pleasant, but it's painful or sorrowful, isn't it? Later on, what does it produce? Yeah, a harvest of righteousness and peace. And what, now read verse 10. Someone else read verse 10. Why does God discipline us?
For they discipline us for a short time, it seemed best for them, but He disciplines us for our good.
God disciplines us for our good. When you sin, you don't have to ask yourself, what bad thing is God going to do to me because I sinned? Because to whom did God do all the bad things that were due your sins? To Jesus. By His wounds you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. God did those things to Jesus. So you don't have to ask what that. But difficult things may happen to you. Sorrowful things may happen to you. But what are they? They are what? They're good. It's good that God burst those pipes and sent Hezekiah home.